And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in our Fargo studio. And in our Bismarck studio, we have root seller Sue Balcom because it's time for our weekly Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
And as the ground is frozen, it's a perfect time to start thinking about planting, right?
How can you not think about planting when your first seed catalog comes on Black Friday? I mean, seriously, they're lined up on my table already. I'm so excited because the pictures are so awesome in most of those catalogs.
How does Sue Balcom go through a seed catalog?
Oh, I actually save them and cut pictures out of them, first of all. But, you know, it's so interesting to see the huge resurgence of heirloom varieties of tomatoes and cucumbers and things. So for one thing, the photos in those catalogs have gotten to be so wonderfully appealing. But I actually, once I start getting these catalogs, I have to kind of back up a little bit to my garden journal. I keep a journal, and I have for many, many years, with things in it like when did I start my seeds, how did they grow, did they produce well enough to use them again. I save all my packages, mostly because I like the artwork on them, and I glue those into pages and pages of my journal and then write notes next to them. So the first thing I do is go back and say to myself, okay, I'm not going to buy this ever again, but I'd like to try another variety perhaps, or maybe one from a different seed catalog. And that's the toughest part about getting all these catalogs right now is you'd like to order something from every single one of them, but that's really not very sensible. And then you end up with seeds you can't plant, or you end up with 1,000 tomatoes and 50 of them are in your bedroom and 400 of them in your studio. And then your friends are like, what are you going to do with all those? I'm like, I don't know. I can't kill them. I can't kill these things, you know. If you accidentally drop a seed into a dirt and it sprouts, you got to give it a chance to live, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you're talking about tomatoes, and that seems to be a principal marketing plant, obviously, this time of year. And there are always new kinds of tomatoes with, you know, they produce a whole lot and they're big tomatoes and all that. But if you go to a farmer's market and you buy one of those, as you mentioned, heirloom tomatoes, the flavor is what makes them different.
Oh, my gosh. And the flavor is what keeps people coming back. When you taste those tomatoes that taste like they did when you were a child, you can't help but go to farmers markets and buy more. But you can also grow your own because you're finding those more and more in your local garden greenhouses. You know, they're starting to sway a little bit from your early girls and your other hybrids that have been so popular for so many years because, you know, they're consistent in how they grow. The heirlooms, of course, are a little bit you have to take care of them a little bit better in as much as they're softer skinned. They grow weird sizes. And people are always like, that's green. Well, I know it's a green zebra, so eat it. It's delicious, but it's never going to get red. So don't wait around for it to get red, okay?
And it might not be round.
My favorite still are black crim, and I know I've mentioned that before.
I discovered those for myself this summer. I will seek them out.
Absolutely, and they're big enough to one slice will cover a whole piece of bread, too, so that's a bonus there. But I diagram out my garden. You know, I'm starting to produce more for farmers markets and a little less for giving away to my friends and family. your loss, right? But, you know, to kind of sit down and say, okay, this is where I planted potatoes last year. This is where I planted cabbage. I'd like a few more potatoes, a little less cabbage. So you have to think about that before you order, you know, a half a pound of seed that you're never going to use.
Well, you'll be so proud of me, Sue. I'm transitioning my yard into a no-mow sort of prairie, more of a prairie thing.
Yay.
So I did the whole diagramming. I drew pictures. I made lists. I consulted with two horticulturists and just a wonderful farmer gardener friend of mine. And then I bought a pack of mixed seeds and threw them in the air.
You know what? I did that too. I decided I don't need 4,000 pounds of jalapenos, so I'm going to actually grow a wildflower garden around my house. Because, you know, the beauty of that is that you're always going to have something blooming. They're very northern plain resistant varieties that you can get that just love to grow up here. And so it's just a good thing to not have to mow so much lawn. It's not very environmentally sound, and it takes up time that you could spend sniffing flowers.
And summer days are for drinking wine on the deck, not mowing.
Absolutely.
And if you're planting a garden, you know, something with a border around it, not just throwing seeds up in the air for your lawn, you might not want to grow corn in the same time, in the same place, year after year after year.
Right. In fact, corn requires many, many rows in order to pollinate correctly. So if you have a small garden, I wouldn't order corn seeds. But I would pay attention to legume, fruit, root, and leaf. That is a rotation basis that you, once you grow a certain plant, like a legume, of course, is a bean or a pea, those are nitrogen fixer plants. So then the next year you want to grow something fruity, like a tomato or a pepper or a cucumber, where those legumes were. And then you replace where you grew your fruiting plants with a root crop, like carrots or potatoes. And then you follow your root crops with leafy crops, like lettuce. So when you're planting your seeds out and you're admiring all those wonderful varieties, you've got to remember that you've got to actually keep rotating those plants because it keeps them healthier. It keeps the bugs down because it confuses bugs. Anytime you're moving stuff around, you know, they're creatures of habit too. And then, of course, your plants are using certain nutrients from your soil, and therefore they are, when you replace them with other plants, you're kind of like using a different nutrient in the soil during that year. So, and remember your space, you know, like, I realize that people like Ashley and myself, there can never be enough soil to plant in. So you have to kind of like contain yourself. You end up like me where you're like digging holes in the ground, just looking for places to plant your plants. So, and then your husband has to mow around him, and then he's not happy either. So,
well, this journal becomes very important if you're doing all this rotation and, you know, trying to keep a – you know, planning ahead with that seed catalog that's staring you in the face right now.
Oh, yeah. And there are some beautiful seed catalogs out there, Baker Creek Seeds. And there's some that have hand illustrations in them. One thing you want to do then, of course, going back to your journal, is that you want to look at anything that you have seed-wise left over from last season. You don't want to leave your seeds laying around to get old. You want to either seal them up and put them in like a dark, dry spot if you're going to save them, or you want to use them the next year. If you have any doubts about whether a seed will germinate for you, like let's say you found a container in the garage and you wanted to know whether or not it would germinate, you do what you did in science biology class and you lay 10 seeds down on a wet paper towel and put it in a bag and give them a couple days. And if 5 of those 10 sprout, you have a 50% germination rate. So then you'll know to plant double thick, and that way you should get what you want out of those seeds.
Well, when we look at seed catalogs, we have to be aware of where we live, which has widely variable temperatures. I mean, we're in the continental climate here.
But I think we moved up a zone, which that's a very important thing. You do not want to buy something from a seed catalog that looks delicious but takes 120 days to get ripe, because we don't have 120 days to get ripe. So we need things more around the 30 to 55 days, unless you're using season extension high tunnels. But another thing you'd really like to keep tabs on is I like to source open pollinated and heirloom variety seeds that have not been genetically altered. And there is a list of seed companies that that have guaranteed that they're growing seeds that are open pollinated, which means you can save seed from them from year to year.
And that's the Council for Responsible Genetics?
Correct. Okay. And they have a nice web page. You can get on there. And then for reputable seed companies, I would once again recommend a local company called Prairie Road Organics. They're increasing their seed offerings every year, almost doubling what they had for seed, you know, the last year. And they don't have a catalog, but they do have a website at prairieroadorganic.co. And their seeds are specifically bred for northern climates. And I'll tell you, when they say they have a 99% germination rate, you can go to the bank with that.
Wow.
They are amazing seeds.
That sounds great.
The Sandhill Preservation Center has old varieties of seeds. There's Fedco, High Mowing, the Seed Savers Exchange. Just get online and look up those seed companies from the Responsible Genetics website, and you should have good luck in your garden. But don't order from more than 10 catalogs.
You've done that, I take it.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't. Every once in a while, I'm like, well, maybe I just need one more variety of something or other, you know. So I never quit ordering seeds. It just goes on and on and on.
We check in with Root Cellar Sue every week here on Main Street. If you have a question,
send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org, or you can even reach Sue directly.
Yep, I have a website at therootsellers.com.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.